CBS Late Late Show host James Corden apologized to restaurant owner who said he was abusive to staff. By Paul Bois on October 18, 2022. James Corden has apologized profusely after he was reportedly banned from upscale Manhattan restaurant Belfaser for allegedly mistreating employees. In an Instagram post on Monday, Keith McNally, owner of Belfaser, called James Corden a tiny cretin of a man while alleging he has been the most abusive customer to my Belfaser server since the restaurant opened 25 years ago. McNally cited two managers' reports about James Corden's alleged boorish behavior, the first of which immediately demanded free drinks after finding hair at his table. After eating his main course, Corden showed the hair to Belfaser manager G, who was very apologetic. Corden was extremely nasty to G, and said, "Get us another round of drinks this second. And also take care of all of our drinks so far. This way I don't write any nasty reviews in Yelp or anything like that," the manager's report said. The second manager report alleged James Corden yelled at a server when his wife's order had a slight problem. Corden's wife ordered an egg yolk omelet with Gruyere cheese and salad. A few minutes after they received the food, James called their server, M. K., and told her there was a little bit of egg white mixed with the egg yolk. M. K. informed the floor manager, G. The kitchen remade the dish but unfortunately sent it with home fries instead of salad. That's when James Corden began yelling like crazy to the server, "You can't do your job. You can't do your job. Maybe I should go into the kitchen and cook the omelet myself." MK was very apologetic and brought G over to the table. He returned the dish, and after that, everything was fine. He gave them promo champagne glasses to smooth things out. G said that Corden was pleasant to him but nasty to the server. MK was very shaken, but professional that she is, continued to finish her shift. In a subsequent post, McNally said the CBS Late Late Show host called and apologized to him profusely and he would now reverse his ban. "James Corden just called me and apologized profusely," said McNally. "Having fucked up myself more than most people, I strongly believe in second chances. Anyone magnanimous enough to apologize to a deadbeat layabout like me and my staff doesn't deserve to be banned from anywhere, especially Belfaser." The British entertainer admitted to having anger issues in 2020 and that he started to behave like a brat after becoming famous. "I started to behave like a brat that I just don't think I am," he told The New Yorker. "It's so intoxicating, that first flush of fame. And I think it's even more intoxicating if you're not bred for it." Corden admitted to visiting a therapist and admitting that he used to be a better person before he got famous.